Right, Mrs. Clark, what's your full name?
I have only one Christian name, Marion.
Very good. And what is your current occupation, or if you're retired? What
well, you yes, at 82 next month, I'm most definitely retired. Right. Not retiring, but retired.
Absolutely. Yeah. What did you used to do?
What did I used to do? Well, of course, when I left school at only just 14 and 1 week. God. When I left school, I went into a bookshop,
right.
And which I loved, in the educational technical book department.
Mm-hmm.
Made myself very useful, settled down very well. They were very pleased with me, and we got on very well. It was a very, very busy place. A lot of university students, and you know, bringing their lists in. It was a lovely job, very poorly paid, but it didn't matter. Not really, you know,
yeah.
14 shillings a week, I think it was, when I first started. But he gave me an extra shilling, the boss, when I went for the interview, because I had to go by train.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an extra shilling a week. But I really enjoyed work. It was no trouble to go. That was how we started.
Right, and do you mind me asking your exact date of birth? And
yes, my date of birth is June the 27th, 1928.
Right, and where were you born?
I was born at Ilkeston in Derbyshire, because my father was on the railway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where his work was. We left there because he had a move, still on the railway. He had a move when I was five.
Mm-hmm.
To Colwick, which was only not far away. It's only across the water from here. And that's where I spent my childhood, really, the childhood I remember. My mother developed TB when I was seven.
Mm-hmm.
And my two brothers. So we had to be farmed out to aunties.
Oh.
To look after us while she was in the sanitarium for 6 months. Which was very traumatic. We were all together when she started to hemorrhage.
Oh.
I never ever forget that. My brother was dark. He got on his bike. He had no light for his bike, but he went dashed down to the doctor and came. And that was, it's a long story, but she was put in a sanitarium for six months. I went to one aunt, he went to another aunt, and the other brother went to another one. And that's where we went to school while we were while we were away. We had to go to school straight away.
So your very first school, what was that?
My very first school was at Colwick.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Church of England school. Mixed an awful lot of children, a great big lot of children in a very small place.
Yes.
I remember sometimes we had to share desks. When it was a double desk, there was probably three of us in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
At different stages. But in the infants, they were tables, and that was okay. We managed all right then. The infants had a room on their own, but the other children from 6 to 11 were in one huge room with a partition.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway down that could be drawn back or closed together. But in that two areas were children of 6 to 11 being taught.
Right. Yes.
But it was good because they had to keep order. Order was, you know, was imperative.
Yeah.
As you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have anybody chattering. So we had, for the first headmaster was extremely strict, with a cane, and he had his cane on his desk. And if anybody, I had cane three times for talking, but that was just making a comment, so don't push or something like that. But he must have had to have complete order to make them understand, you know. But we had a good education. There were three lady teachers, single ladies, always single ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And the headmaster, he took But then, I don't know which Education Act it was, but my brothers, that they left at 14 and they went off, and I stayed there. But at 11, we had to move. We were moved
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Which was a good thing, I suppose, really, because we were getting too big for those little desks.
Can you remember at all whether you were taught any history when you were at that first?
Any what, Donnie?
Any history when you were at
history?
The first?
Yeah. No.
None at all?
No history. No. Not that I can remember, and I'm sure I would have remembered. It was doing your arithmetic, making sure you could write mm-hmm. and write legibly and good. With we had the books, you know, with the writing already written.
Oh,
you had to, you know,
so
to me, copy books. I think they were called, and that was one of the imperative things. I cannot remember up to 11 having any history.
And what about even stories about King Alfred or something?
I don't remember any. I don't think we had any. It was a church school.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that's why I became I was a Christian all my life.
Yeah.
Because that's how it was.
Yeah.
And the rector came in, you see, and so we certainly had religious education. But I do not remember any history. We had English and reading. We made sure that nobody left this school without being able to read.
Yes, interesting.
That was imperative, and arithmetic. We had to be able to add up, and we didn't get up to percentages or anything like that. But we had to do things right, properly, right, thoroughly.
Yeah.
You know,
useful things.
But useful things, which was marvellous when you recap about it. It was marvellous because it gave you an ordinary children, you know, from working class homes. Nobody left that school and not able to read, not be able to write legibly, because that's what was important to their mind.
Yep. Mm. And so when you were 11, you went to the bigger school.
Oh, yes, I went to Carlton.
Did you have to take an exam or
no,
just you
no.
went straight?
Which, of course, that we had the chance of doing the I don't know what it was called then, the 11 plus, but my parents couldn't afford to send me, they couldn't afford the uniform. He was a railway man, and we were all right, but we were well fed and well looked after and well loved. But they thought, no, I don't think we can manage it, Marianne, they said. Don't think we can manage it, so don't worry about it. Just do your very best when you get to the next school, and you'll be all right. You see, that was the thing. Which you accepted. You didn't know what else to do. You accepted it. So I did do my best.
And what was the school called that you went to?
It was Carlton Senior Girls. Carlton Senior Girls.
Oh, right, yeah.
And they were, it was a big school, but only girls. It was a two-storey school. It's still, the building is still there, but it's not a school anymore. It was the most marvellous school, really. And there were nine classes, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one, two, three streams in each year.
Oh, I see.
I was fortunate. I was always in the top stream. Each time, even from going from college school, I was in the top stream. So that was good for me. And it brought out in me the best that could be got out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a happy time, but to say there were a tremendous lot of girls, I mean, hundreds, really.
Mm.
And not only did we do history, which I loved, and geography I loved, and all that sort of, I wasn't very keen on arithmetic. Not, you know, I could sort of do the ordinary things, but when it kept, they tried us with algebra, but I was just absolutely no good. But of course, well, I was only 14 and 1 week when I left school to go to work.
So young, isn't it?
So you didn't have time for intense study, if you know what I mean.
No, absolutely.
No time for intense study at all. But it gave you a grasp of what was there in life, and then it was up to you to do something about it. that's how I felt about it.
And with the history, what sort of history were you taught?
Well, we're taught history. Well, I was in the top class, Miss Hancock. She was a historian. There's no doubt about that. That was her love. She was, of course, they were all, well, I thought they were ancient, all these teachers, but they couldn't have been because they were, they'd been to university and they were, you know, they knew what they were talking about. And she absolutely, history oozed out of that woman. She took, she not only took our class in history, but she had all the other classes used to come. There used to be a lot of walkabout in our school. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going from one, one classroom to the next. And a lot, most of the top classes went to Miss Hancock for history, but she was our form teacher, and I loved her really because she was a very big jolly woman with lots of facial hair. I remember that, but really very very loving when she always kept order. But her, I don't know, there was something about her that made me think, oh, this is interesting. You know, this is interesting. I want to know a bit more. But of course, you had to take in so much, because as I told you, I was only 14 and 1 week when I was finished school and out to work. It's not long, really, is it? When you think about it, when you think what nowadays children, you know, how much schooling they have nowadays. But so it was up to the children how much they did.
And with Miss Hancock, what did she? How did she teach?
Yes. Mainly blackboard.
Right.
Yes, mainly blackboard. Do you know, I cannot remember us having any books, any history books at all. I can't remember many books at all in our school. We had, very keen on copywriting, we had copy books galore, you know, so that you could make yourself understood. But you were there to listen. You had your jotter. Mm-hmm. Which you made your notes on, because the exams would come up, and what you got to remember something. So you had your jotter when you made your own notes, and you had your books that you did your writing, but on her instruction, you did you wrote about history, but I don't remember any textbooks.
And did she ever do any duplicated sheets or anything for you?
Any what, Danny?
You know, those sort of duplicated sheets.
No, no, there was no duplicating in those days.
No, nothing like
not
that.
Not in the 30s.
Well, some people, I'm surprised, have told me about it, so I just wondered.
Yeah, no, in the 30s, no, absolutely, nobody knew what a duplicator was like.
And
no.
What about radio? Did you ever have
nothing
at all?
You had her.
Right.
That, you know... there she was.
No pictures on the wall.
Well, yes, but nothing that you remember. No, right. There was a few framed pictures. You know that, you know, the ones that everybody had.
Yeah. But you didn't have maps or anything.
No, in geography we had
but
maps,
but not for history.
But not for history. No, right. No, we didn't. We had her.
Right.
And it was her subject, and she absolutely loved it, and she made it live, really, to me anyway. Whether she did to any of the others, I don't know, because we never discussed it after school.
No. And what was she telling you about? What period?
Well, we went from Roman times.
That was in the first.
That
year.
Was in the first year.
Yeah.
And then we went through, but I was very sad always that I was never there long enough to get to the Victorian age. I never got to the Victorian age.
So how far did you get?
We got to the Stuarts and the Tudors and the Stuarts. That was, you know, fine. That was fine. But then it gradually was no more time. I'd left school.
Yes.
The end of that, and she got another intake, you see, and
of
that
course.
Was... That was how it was, but she made an impression. I've always regretted not knowing anything about the Victorians. Only what I've picked up since then.
Mm.
But there was nothing. And when I think how long Victoria reigned, I thought, oh, how sad that I've missed all this. But there was just no time.
No, well, of course. So in the first year, so you got from. Romans right
yes,
through to
right,
Stuarts
yes,
in
yes,
3 years.
That's
that,
right.
And that's pretty good.
Well, that wasn't bad, was it, really? But you see, we'd know There was no taking textbooks home. There was no homework. You know, nothing. There was nothing like that, because they hadn't got the facilities. We didn't even need a satchel. We didn't need a satchel because there was nothing to take or to bring back.
Yes.
It's like a different world,
yes,
altogether.
Absolutely.
But it was a world that was ordered, and they all had to have order because they had so many children.
How many were in your class?
When I got to the third year, we gradually got less and less because they left school.
Oh right.
You see. Now when in my last year, there were numbers examined 17.
Right.
You see, the one before that, numbers examined 43. So I did quite well.
Yes.
In my last year.
Yes.
And my last 6 months, I did quite well. If you're interested, you look.
I'll take a photo if that's all right in a minute. Mm. That would be great.
And so I was never top of the class, but on my final, I was second.
Very
in the class,
yes.
And my parents were over the moon.
Yes.
You see, for the simple reason that I liked school.
Yes.
I liked school, but we didn't have the facilities. We didn't have the, we didn't have the textbooks. We never went anywhere. We never went on, you know, these trips that they have now. We're not a single trip, did we?
No, I was going to ask you about no trips.
No, there was nothing. It was not there.
And were you at school? You were at school during the war.
Oh, absolutely.
You? So did that make a difference?
Well, it made a difference because we had air raid shelters at school, which we had a dig for victory. Even at children, we had a vegetable garden. Even we girls had periods when we had to go and dig the garden.
Yes.
So that somebody could set some potatoes to help to feed the people.
Yes.
There's no comparison from then to, but it was a very happy time, and I was delighted to be able to go and think that you might have a brain.
Yeah. Oh.
Because otherwise you wouldn't have known.
No.
Because life was bed and work mainly for the person, but for me, I felt that I'd been truly looked after, because when I went to work, I remember my mother took me. She was well enough then. I was looking after her all the whole of my life till she died, really, my father and I, at home, mainly, which was traumatic, but that's another story. But when I, Miss Packer, who was the headmistress, I was head girl for a few months, towards the end of my schooling, which was I was only 13, but never mind, I was head girl. And but she said to me, Marion, she said, you're not to go in a factory, you know, you're not going in a factory. So I said, aren't I? No, she said, you're not. You mustn't be wasted. You must go somewhere else. I know what I'll do. She says, I'll make a few inquiries.
Oh, right.
So the school supplies shop, which I eventually joined in Nottingham, Sisson & Parker's, which was a very, very well-known bookshop. And she said, I'm spoken to Mr. Sisson. I was the managing director, and he will see you. Your mother take you. They made the arrangements, and I had to go for an interview. And I hadn't had my 14th birthday then. And he said, we talked. You know, what makes you think you want to come? You know, and work here. I thought of something. I can't remember what I said. Anyway, he said yes. Yes, I could go. It would be 14 shillings a week, but as I had to come on the train, it would give me an extra shilling.
Right.
So I started at 15 shillings a week. And when I started work, I was 14 years and 2 weeks.
Yes, and you got it. The school helped you get it. That's really
nice. And she was marvellous.
Really,
yes,
really nice.
It was good because that was the only place for girls. There weren't many office jobs, but was it in the factories? It was players or Raleigh or Boots.
Yeah.
You see, it wasn't there wasn't really anywhere else. Or a shop like Woolworths. I'm not having you going to Woolworths, she says. she was marvellous, really.
That's funny.
And that sort of gave me a little push, thinking, well, perhaps I could do something, you know, with my life, instead of all what I was doing there, looking after mother, doing the housework. Perhaps there was something else.
Yes.
And it was it was very happy, really. Apart from my mother being ill, it was a very happy childhood.
And did you ever do any exam? You didn't do school certificate, presumably.
Oh,
you
no,
leave
there was
before.
No.
Did you do, you just did exams at the school?
Just ordinary end of term exams, which we were always. And my position when I started school, you can read this later.
Oh, yes.
I was 27th in my out of 37 in our form, and I first started 37 people.
Yes.
And I was the 27th in that, and only got one star then, you see.
Right,
because
yes.
Marion's work is improving, but she'll have to work hard to keep up with the rest of the class, because I'd been at a church school, although I know all about God and about Jesus. You know, we hadn't had the grounding.
No, not in the history and geography.
Not nowadays. So, my conduct was always good, you'll be pleased to know. But that improved, because the next one, I was 14th out of 39.
Oh, yes.
The next one, I was 14th out of 48. The next one, I was 15th out of 48. The next, I was 12th out of 43. And the next one, the last one, I was second out of 17.
Right.
So it did pay off.
Yes. Yes. No,
you know, because I loved it. I loved school.
And did anybody stay on at your school, or did everyone?
Oh, well, no, everyone.
Everyone left
at 14. Everyone left.
So if they wanted
14.
To go anywhere else, they'd have had to move.
That's right. Yes. Everyone left at 14, and because it wasn't a grammar school or anything like that. You see, it was just an ordinary girls' school. But it was very good. And another good thing, of course, we had a day a week domestic science, which was a marvellous thing. I wish they did it nowadays.
Mm.
We learned how to wash and how to clean, and how to cook, and that was a marvellous in that time.
Yeah, very.
Anyway,
good
that's not my history.
I mean, so on the whole, you thought the history you did have in those 3 years was
well taught.
The
history was good. I don't think it could have been better, except that I wish it had been long enough to have some Victorian history.
Right, okay.
Poor Victoria. She was nothing in my life because I didn't know anything about her.
And what do you remember most from history lessons, if you sort of think back? Can you think of anything?
I was always fascinated by this woman because... you could tell she so lived it that it sort of rubbed off on you. Sometimes you didn't remember much about anything in particular, but things must have settled in your mind that she taught you, because you know, they've always been there. But nothing specific, because okay, we didn't do draw maps, or we didn't go out on visits or anything, nothing like that. But we just had to hear what it was like in those days, as she used to say.
Right.
Can you imagine what it was like in those days?
So she never, given it was the war, she never talked about anything to do with the war and how you'd got...
Oh, no.
Nothing like that. No current affairs at
no
all.
No current affairs. No. No, no current affairs. We had enough current affairs with if the sirens went us going into the shelters.
Yes, it was.
There was nothing like that. It was, I'm sure it must have improved after the war, it must have done. But before then, it was special, And you did enjoy going to school. There was no, oh, I don't want to go today. You were always anxious to go. I suppose you wanted to better yourself. I don't know why, but I mean, let's face it, I was only 14, which when you think of children now, they're at 14, and you're thrust into the world. You've got to, something must have rubbed off on you.
Yes.
Mustn't it? And history, yes, I liked history.
And do you think that the history you were taught helped you to feel proud of being British at all?
Oh, I was very proud of being British.
But whether, do you think
whether
the history,
it was the history?
Yeah, do you think you just were anyway?
I don't know. I mean, sort of integrated with the war, really.
Yes.
So, because the war started in 39, well, I didn't leave school till 42, so it was a big part of my life. But so it was sort of combined. It sort of combined together. You were very proud to be British. Very. I mean, I remember at the previous school, at the Church of England school, on Empire Day, it was celebrated in our school, and the boys wore Empire daisies. They were given Empire daisies to wear in their lapels on that day, and we were truly British because we sang all with lots of flags, and we sang all the songs that we'd learnt, you know, that was Land of Folk and all the ones.
So Empire Day was a big thing.
Empire Day was a big thing, yes, and that was in the earlier school, but before 11.
And so what other sort of things? Did you do plays or anything for Empire Day?
I'm sure we did, but nothing very elaborate because there wasn't room.
No, of course.
Did
they celebrate it at the secondary school as well, or was it more the...
No, there was nothing like that. By that time, I think... it was in the war, and there was raids, and it wasn't you know, it sort of just being alive was the best thing, really. And thinking about your brothers that were away, and
yes.
So no, we didn't. There wasn't so much of that at in senior school. Senior school was there for learning.
Yes. And have you done any more history since you left school? You know, have you done any family history or?
No, I went into family history. Well, I haven't personally, but my daughter has, so she must have got it from somewhere, because she was very interested. She followed all my father's family, because he got grandiose ideas that his great great grandfather was Lord of the Manor of Ripley, which he was. So Beverly followed that up, but not me. I didn't have time. As soon as I got home, I had to work, you see.
Yes.
Made all the difference,
yeah.
But to childhood, you know, that did. But never mind, I love school.
And do you ever watch television programmes?
Oh, I love them. I love them. I love historical dramas and everything.
Yes.
Historical novels.
Yes.
Always have done. Being in a bookshop, but we were technical books. But yes, I've always been reading. That's why I've got bad eyes, I suppose. Used to read under the sheets with a torch.
I remember.
Probably you didn't.
No,
you were able to have the light on.
No, I was the same.
Well, yeah. Oh dear, yes. Yes, I'm always very interested, really.
And do you think the history that you did at school kind of sort of has helped you to enjoy all that?
I'm sure it did. I've always been fascinated, fascinated with it. I've loved it, and trying to work out which was the best time, you know. And I thought, well, probably it was that time. No, it wouldn't have that. No, it wouldn't be that. But I did. I really did enjoy it. and it's always carried me through, really. As I say, I do love. I mean, there's been some most marvellous things on television over the many years. I mean, we've had a television set for 60 years, and you know, and we've had seen some, not that one.
No, that one.
But my husband was a television. We had a television shop, so
oh,
we've
right.
In his later life. So we've always been avid watchers, but choosy
yeah,
ones.
Yeah.
But there's been some marvellous series, you know, over the years. It's a shame some of them can't be brought out of the archives and shown again, because there was some real beauties.
Very good. And is there anything else that you haven't said about your history teaching that you'd like to tell me about, that I haven't asked you about? I think that's all of it.
Yes, we had so many girls. We were so, oh dear, they were, because of the room, it was a big school, but there was a tremendous lot of girls, growing girls, you know, some big girls, some very dirty girls, because they were never, and smelly girls, some very, very lovely, well-dressed girls, a very mixed bag.
Mm.
But they were always round you. You never had time on your own to think about anything or think about what you'd just heard, and forming your own ideas about things, because there were too many people.
Yes.
See? And went home at lunchtime, and it was a mile and a half. Going at lunchtime, mile and a half back again.
Gosh. Well.
But I loved it. I loved it. And it was one of my favourite subjects, I must say. I love that, and I love geography. Arithmetic, I couldn't. Algebra, I had no idea. It could have been gibberish, because I couldn't grasp it at all. I could add up. And I could, but history and geography, I absolutely loved.
Good. Well, thank you very much indeed, Mrs. Martin. That's been really interesting.